Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Trend BA. That is courtesy of FL Skygeist. I see you, you little Weisenheimer.
You caught on to us. We can't stop talking NBA. It'll be over maybe in a month. We'll stop talking. Yeah. It'll wear off.
First story up, Bradley Beal, Chris Paul.
Right back in it.
Yeah. It's the off season, which only makes the NBA more interesting to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
This is just Laker fans being like, yo, you know who we should get is, now that we've won the title, we should make our team better.
Yeah.
And create a real super team. That is the most limited super team that's won the title in a while. You know, I guess Kawhi wasn't really a super team in Toronto. And before that, it was, you know, 3 all-NBA players, 4 all-NBA players for a number of years in a row.
Yeah. Are people just going wild because he bought a house or something in L.A.?
Yeah, Bradley Beal bought a house in L.A. Somebody suggested a trade, and Bradley Beal's wife was like, she commented on it and said, either UNC or Unc, tough to tell.
Uncle Snoop, Snoop Dogg, Snoop Doggy, yeah. Dogg, the DOGG.
It might have been that she was talking to Snoop and saying, hey, this would be dope.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be pretty cool. Bradley Beal is one of the best players in the league who is just, you know, off languishing on a do nothing boring team in Washington.
Yeah.
And that's what Wizards fans call their own team.
And I love the Wizards because of Rui too. And I'll still agree. But I mean, I see other people being like, man, maybe the Clippers should trade Paul George for Bradley Beal.
Yeah, man. People are out on Paul George.
Yeah.
Because playoff P did not show up.
Nope.
He peed his pants in the playoff.
Playoff peed himself.
Yeah. Chris Paul is also thrown in there because everybody keeps expecting him and LeBron to play together at some point because they're besties and LeBron has a lot of respect for him.
Yep.
And I do too after this season. If you follow the NBA, Chris Paul is a 6 foot guard, not particularly quick, like not the fastest dude, not the best athlete. Efficient. Just like a real has real good old man Y game, like just always makes strong moves, always makes the right move, throwing elbows, playing tough, hard-nosed basketball. But 6 foot tall, you would not expect his game to age that well, and he he's doing it. He's out here still doing it. Anyways, that is our daily dose of daily trend BA.
There we go.
Let's move on to why is Kawhi Leonard trending? No, hashtag by Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany Trump. She's like, I guess, the subject of a just new viral Twitter video that was essentially just kind of saying, like, look, they were pointing to the fact that she had some very like lavish party somewhere during the pandemic recently, like with full on champagne.
October
11th,
bottles. I think it was.
Oh, right. So right around the corner. Sushi, sashimi, sparklers, champers, it was all there. Yeah. And it was sort of intercut with a lot of the people who are sacrificing and are unable to see their family members and things like that. So that kind of got this whole Twitter trend going of people being like, we suffer and they celebrate and da-da-da-da-da, which is true.
Intercut with her speech at the Republican National Convention being like, and for those who are struggling to find a job, I can identify. Exactly. Believe me.
Right.
And I think that was like a joke of like maybe her speech like was intended to be like a wink at like, I'm unemployed because I am a socialite, so I can identify.
Or it's just trying to be real folksy. She's like, and I'm in law school, y'all. So you know where my law school people at in the crowd? Like, what the fuck is this?
Anyways, it is interesting that this is going on at the same time as the Hunter Biden fiasco.
Mm-hmm. Manufactured Russian propaganda
scandal. I don't know what you're talking about, man. You've clearly eaten into the you're swallowing the liberal social media,
man.
You know, lore, hook, line, and sinker.
I'm not with this scandal, man. It's maybe because B613 got to me. I don't know. Shout out to all the scandal watchers.
So basically, the Hunter Biden thing is that they somehow magically got a hard drive that was a copy of a Hunter, that allegedly is a copy of a Hunter Biden laptop. They're claiming it was like some dude who worked at a computer store just happened to find it. But
I mean, he brought it to me for repairs, never picked it up. So then I was like, hey, I got your computer. I guess it's mine. And I guess then from there, I will copy the hard drive that have these emails on it. But everything just stinks. Like the metadata on all this shit just doesn't line up. There's just, you know, whatever.
And it went through Rudy Giuliani, who we know has been going to Russia
nonstop.
And Ukraine nonstop to try to dig up dirt on Hunter Biden. But the thing is, like, what could they possibly find out about Hunter Biden that, like, he is known as Joe Biden's fuck up kid? Like, he's the kid who screwed up. Like, I think they're trying to claim that, like, Joe Biden was doing something like on the in these emails, but it's
he was
just
helping,
like,
crime.
You know, this dude was literally like spending tons of money at strip clubs, like doing crack, and is now in recovery. Like, that's who Hunter Biden is. That's who Hunter Biden admits he is. That's who Biden admits Hunter Biden is. And they're just, you know, they don't have a ton because, like, Biden's pretty boring.
Yeah. And even with Giuliani screaming about it, I mean, the whole, it's just so wild because, like, even the, like, intelligence agencies are like, the Russians are going to do this. They're going to talk about this. And this is their October surprise that Giuliani's also helping with. So, yes.
Yeah, they knew this was coming, right?
Yeah, and like, and Trump was apparently telling other people who's like, have you heard about this? He's got a, I hear Rudy's got something. He's got something cooking.
So right.
He said, have you heard about this hard drive? That's what he did. He like alluded to this hard drive like recently.
That's right. So, that's right. So cool. He knew this was coming. This is the mythical hard drive that Trump somehow knew about days and days ago. And yeah, so Facebook and Twitter for once shot down a story that was full of misinformation and just shady ass Russian propaganda before it got spread around. And the right is calling that election tampering. So that's a big, it's a big story. That is the number one story on Fox News. Is just a picture of Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, and it says, "Hey, what the heck is happening here? What the heck is going on?
What are they doing here?
Hey, what the hell is going on?" That is the quote. That is the headline. So, you know, they're just like, yo, this is, we're desperate. We need this story to take off. And I just don't, you know, I think they're hoping that this is going to be greeted the way that Hillary Clinton's emails were. And it's just people don't have the hatred for Joe Biden and the Biden family the way they did for the Clintons. So,
yeah.
Yeah. DiFi is trending. Let's talk about her.
Oh, Dianne Feinstein, the senator, the senior senator, very elderly senator from our great Bear Republic, the state of California. Just, you know, showing how much of a fucking dinosaur she is. Thanking Lindsey Graham for the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. And, you know, just people really pissed about that. They're like, why did you thank him in your closing statement? You're the ranking Democrat and this is what you're doing. And you hug him. It's all like, it just did not play well for people who were like really, you know, seeing how transparent Amy Coney Barrett is being when she's like, y'all, I'm going to do whatever the fuck Trump wants. And I will even forget what the First Amendment protects. And I'm about to be a Supreme Court justice. And then you have Dianne Feinstein be like, thank you so much for making a mockery of this entire process, Lindsey Graham. You are so kind. And it's just a different, you know, politicians from this weird ass bipartisanship era when we're talking about how craven Republicans are being in this pursuit of just securing a conservative majority in the Supreme Court and then letting it all go to hell. So, yeah, big fight out of DiFi. Boy, yeah. I'm glad I voted not for her last time around, but most people didn't quite get
that. Was that even close, her election? No. Her? No. And finally, Thursday night football is trending because it's Thursday night and there is no Thursday night football because the NFL is totally fucking up this pandemic thing, man.
Yeah.
They're just like shuffling things around. They had a Tuesday night game for the first time that I can remember. And yeah, people are getting, they're having these COVID outbreaks. I don't know. I'm going to be surprised if when it's all said and done, we don't find out that they were not testing like every day the way they claim they are. Because otherwise, like these are teams that are traveling around the country, like
massive support staff,
massive, huge groups of people traveling around the country and then like getting in the most sweaty and like close contact that you can have with another human being. And yeah, it's just a recipe for disaster. I can't. Yeah,
but you got to make that money, honey. You know, that's where you really realize, like, how is the NBA? I don't know. Shout out to the NBA. But I guess it's like one of the few sports where you could do that. Like, you're not going to fit the entire NFL into one place and do it like that. But that's where you need to, as people who run the league, take a second thing and go, okay, so what are the chances of people getting sick and possibly spreading it and possible loss of life because we want, how much ad revenue are we missing? Okay, you know what? Get them on the field. Get them on the field.
Yep.
Didn't Nick Saban test positive too recently?
Nick Saban, the coach of the University of Alabama football team, just tested positive. So did their athletic director. So, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. And a lot of these, the way football coaches are talking, especially in college, like, I forget who it was. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure most of my guys got it and they're over it now. So,
yeah,
pretty good. It's like, I'm pretty sure most of my guys got it. Like,
what
the fuck are you talking about? They're acting like getting COVID is like the vaccine.
Right.
They're like, yeah, well, they already got COVID, so we're good. You know, I made everybody get COVID. You know, we had a little COVID. You know, remember chicken pox parties?
That's why football is America's game. That is, truly, it is the most American of sports. The NBA will never out-America football because not dumb enough. Not
right.
Hard-headed enough. Not racist enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Football's slightly.
Got it all, baby. All right. Guys, that is going to do it for this Thursday.
Yep.
We are going to be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then.
Even a town hall recap of
That's right.
Go down. It's going down.
It's going down for real. We are doing a recap of tonight's a little time travel segment. But until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.